Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against striped rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, good afternoon. The cattle markets continue to move higher here. The feeder cattle were up $1.30 in August at 182.80 with the high 183.72. So nearly 90 cents or so off the high on the August feeder cattle. So as we get into the last eight or so trading days, we're making highs. So that's pretty stout. The index currently 179.35. So it's below where the futures are. So the futures market leading us out of here is a pretty good sight, really. And again, the highest level since at least February, it looks like. So really strong August feeder cattle. The next month out, September, is 187.12. Out there in May, you know, we got up to over 195 today. We haven't hit $200, but that's of course, the next spot. Today's high is the highest in May, and it was actually 195.87. So in a few days, when August of 22 goes off the board, where will August of 23 be? Will it be above 200? It'll be interesting to see if we get there. Live cattle were also higher today. The live cattle were up 45 in August at 141.75. October's up 17 at 145.85. Cattle on feed report at the end of this week after the close on Friday. It looks like somewhere around 100 or so on feed, 95, 96 placed, and 96, 97 under marketed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
The grain futures were mixed today. We were all over the place. We had corn steady to four higher with December up 1 3/4 at 6.12. The low today was 6.06 3/4. I'd really like to see it hit the $6 level. Back in July, it went actually down to about 5.70. So we're still substantially off the low. The bean market, 8 to 21 higher. The 21 was in September at 14.75 1/4. The November up 9 at 13.90. Chicago wheat down 19 to 22. Kansas City 19 to 20 lower. There was a cancellation of some Iraqi wheat purchases, so that was, I guess, a little bit negative on the market. But also this rainfall, we're setting up for the next couple of months. If we get rainfall this week in some of the southern drier areas of the winter wheat belt, that should likely impact wheat production. But still real dry as of right now, and rainfall hadn't been all that widespread at this point. But nonetheless, the wheat was down hard because of it. December cotton today down 331 at 113.51. Yesterday's high just below 120, so we're about 7 cents off that. There's only one gap below the market at this point from about three trading days ago, and it is at 108.59, which was that day it was limit up. I think the first day it was limit up. So that's kind of a target that's 5 cents below the current market price. Currently, the Dow Jones is down about 90, S&P's down 20.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.